I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
A doctor who made it possible for thousands of families to have children died over the weekend. Dr. Georgiana Seeger-Jones pioneered in vitro fertilization in the United States, working with her husband, Dr. Howard Jones. Their work is described in the forthcoming book, One in a Million, A History of IVF and the Quest to Make One Tiny Baby. That book's author is Sherry Sontag, and she joins us now from New York. Ms. Sontag, when Dr. Jones and her husband first started in this work, how was this work viewed, and what were the options at that point for infertile couples?
There were very few options. If a woman had block tubes, she was told she would never get pregnant. Thousands of women a year were sent away just heartbroken because they couldn't get around that. There were no options.
And when they started in this work, how was it viewed by the medical field?
It was by some doctors viewed as unseemly. By the right to life contingent, it was viewed as horrific, who saw this as essentially abortion in a lab. There would be embryos that weren't used. There was talk in newspapers about potential for monster births. People were very, very upset and mistrustful of this work.
The first birth of a baby conceived with in vitro was in Britain in 1978, and that was followed by the first in vitro birth in the United States in 1981, and that baby was popularly referred to as the test tube baby. What did Dr. Jones think of that term and the mass media coverage of that development?
Both Dr. Jones, as both Georgiana and Howard, were somewhat bemused by that term. First, test tubes have nothing to do with it. It's done in a petri dish. Second, the baby is grown just like every other baby is in the mother's womb. It's in a petri dish for 2 or 3 days until it reaches about 8 cells. But they knew, as everybody did, that the press would do with in vitro what it would do. What they were hoping, though, is that the word would get out and women who needed the help would come and be able to find it.
Was she a role model for other women in medicine?
Oh, she was remarkable. She had an amazing career. When she was 26 years old, she made a major discovery that human pregnancy hormone was manufactured by the placenta and not by the pituitary, HCG. And she came up with a quantitative assay that later made it possible to measure whether or not a pregnancy was progressing normally. That's the same hormone that today's pregnancy tests measure. She headed up the first Institute for Reproductive Medicine in the country and headed it up from the time she was, oh dear, in her early 30s to the end of her career at Hopkins. She started treating infertile patients or women who were suffering repeat miscarriages with progesterone and made it possible for thousands of women to hold their babies who would otherwise have lost them. Both Dr. Jones, as both Georgiana and Howard, they were retiring from Hopkins in 1978 when they were convinced by a friend, Mason Andrews, to go down and teach at a new brand new medical school in Norfolk, Virginia, the Eastern Virginia Medical School. And the first IVF clinic in the United States was started on a $5,000 grant. She was a leader, and at the same time, she was warm and kind and had 3 children of her own. She really did have it all.
It's said that she kept in touch with that first crop of children whose lives began in those petri dishes in her laboratory. Did she initiate that correspondence?
Elizabeth Carr and I were on the phone yesterday. Elizabeth Carr was the first quote-unquote test tube baby in the United States. And Georgiana never forgot to call her on her birthday.
Did Dr. Jones know how many babies she actually helped bring into the world?
You know, I think they estimate like 3,000 or 4,000 on her own, but at this point there are more than 1 million IVF babies in the world. And if you look around, when Elizabeth Carr was born, she was number 3. And a lot of the doctors that went on to do this internationally were trained in Norfolk. And a lot of the people that they didn't train were trained by the doctors they trained. So they had a hand in almost all of them.
So there are many doctors who stand on her shoulders.
And who will proudly say so, yes.
Sherry Sontag, thanks so much for talking to us.
I'm glad to do it.
Sherry Sontag is the author of the forthcoming book, One in a Million, A History of IVF and the Quest to Make One Tiny Baby. She was talking to us about Dr. Georgiana Seeger-Jones, who died over the weekend at the age of 92.